and sisters, this has been a most desirable meeting. I have sat entranced. I know that we did not come here to be entertained. We came here to be instructed. I hope we have accepted this meeting in that tone, that we take into our lives those suggestions which have been given. The brethren and sisters have given a wonderful demonstration of how it can be done, how we should do, where we should go. I remember rather indistinctly when we first moved to Arizona from Salt Lake City that this program officially was not in vogue, but unofficially it was. In many of the stakes and wards, the work was going forward in a partly it was. I remember that when we came to Arizona, President he and Christopher Layton had been the president of the stake. He was ill, soon passed away. My father took the reins and became the president of the stake. I remember we lived in one room. I guess there were about nine of us at that time, in one room for some time. Then we moved to a little adobe building a few blocks away where there were about three rooms where the roof leaked and where we needed to sleep out in tents. And then we acquired a 10-acre place which was above the canal, but it was covered with mesquite bushes and chaparral and other desert plants. How to get rid of them, how to clear it up, that was the question. And the first thing we knew, the brethren from Central Ward had come those several miles with their picks and shovels, their axes, and they began to help us clear our lot, our 10 acres. And then they came from Layton Ward, and then they came from Pima Ward. And before we knew it almost, with the help of my father, who was a very excellent worker, and two older sons who were older than I was, we soon had the place ready to plant. And that was welfare work. It wasn't under the same direction. It wasn't stimulated in the same way, but it was real welfare work because each helped the other. Also, my father was very responsive. He found that President Layton, who was beginning to get rather old and decrepit, didn't have the help to do the things he needed to do, but he had a big orchard. And so Father gathered all of us children up with all the buckets and pans, and with the consent and approval of President Layton, we all went down to this, his orchard, and picked fruit on shares. There was a large family of the Laytons, and there was a large family of us, and we divided the pickings from the orchard and went forward with our program. And my dear mother, she knew how to make ends meet. We had a pantry, and that pantry was always filled with bottled fruits and everything else you could think of that was available at the time. Another thing I wish to mention is that in Nauvoo, Illinois, the Relief Society has been given approval to establish a project there which will be a joy forever. would like it understood that we have given approval. We would appreciate it if the stake presidencies and the mission presidencies and the bishoprics would give this encouragement, encourage their sisters who will make individual contributions, not too large in any case, but very voluntary and adequate. We hope that you will encourage your sisters to go forward with this program. We shall mention this again tonight in the priesthood meeting, but it is very important. As Brother Romney was talking about the work which involved our parents, we sat the other day and heard a story told to us in our council meeting that I saw raised the ire of the brethren. It was all righteous ire because of the things that had happened. A father who had been very careful in his investments and in his service had saved hundreds of thousands of dollars for his sweet little wife who had helped him to gather it. But unfortunately, he died first and was laid away. His wife became a little older. She became senile. She was put in a restroom. The money went to the children in their bank accounts, and she went suffering. Maybe she didn't fully understand all the suffering that came to her, but maybe she did. With inadequate clothes and with inadequate treatment and training in a rest home, the poor woman is still living. As far as we know, her children do never see her. It must be a little bit difficult to visit a mother who gave her life for you, who spent many, many years rearing and training and saving for children. It must be very difficult for them to show their interest when she is in a position where she needs some comfort from those whom she has loved. This is very important, and I hope you will not forget it. You bishops, in your wards, remind your people that they should take care of their fathers and mothers, no matter if they do become senile, no matter if they do become difficult to handle. They should be taken care of. That is a part of the program the Lord established when he first organized this world. One other element. I remember some years ago, a young man and his wife and little children moved to our Arizona community. As we got acquainted with them, he told me of the rigorous youth he had spent as he grew up. He'd had to get up at 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning and go out and sell papers, deliver papers. He'd had to work on the farm, and he'd had to do many things that were still rankling in his soul. And then he concluded with this statement, "My boys are never going to have to do that." And we saw his boys grow up to where you couldn't get them to do anything, and where they left off their church activity, and nothing seemed very important to them. "Thou shalt not be idle," the Lord said. Idleness is of the devil. And we are not kind to our children when we become affluent, and when we take from them their labors, their opportunities to serve and to be trained and to do things for themselves and for others. This has been a wonderful meeting. We're deeply grateful for this splendid service as directed by Bishop Brown and his counselors, Sister Smith and her counselors. We're grateful for their wonderful service, and we're grateful for your service as bishoprics and stake presidencies as you give leadership to this marvelous program. And we pray that the Lord will bless us as we go forward to follow the program as it is outlined for us. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.